The World Bank says regional trade barriers are blocking African nations from billions of dollars in potential earnings. It says it's easier for those countries to trade with other parts of the world than with each other. The World Bank has released a new report called Defragmenting Africa, Deepening Regional Integration. Paul Brenton is the bank's trade practice leader for the African region and co-editor of the report.
Well, the African market is split into many individual country markets, and many of those countries are small. And bringing those markets together would bring a lot of opportunities for people to trade across borders, but to exploit the benefits of a much larger market. And the book is about barriers that ordinary traders face every day in trying to get across borders that are fragmenting those markets.
He says there are great opportunities for opening new markets.
For example, in agricultural products, Africa has an enormous potential to produce and sell more agricultural products, but barriers to trade are limiting that potential. There's also potential in manufacturers. As Africa grows and middle classes emerge, there's plenty of opportunities for manufacturers to be produced locally. But again, they're not emerging yet. And there's also plenty of opportunities for trade and services, for people, for professionals, doctors, for teachers, to be able to sell their services across borders.
Africa's traditional markets of Western Europe and the United States have been stagnant due to the global recession.
There are new markets, and they're very close. And it seems obvious that Africa should be exploiting its own markets as they grow. But often it's much harder for Africans to trade with each other than it is for them to trade with the rest of the world.
The World Bank official says trade barriers in Africa often occur right at the border.
There are a lot of agreements on regional trade in Africa on paper. And the real challenge is implementation. So what we find at the border is a real lack of implementation of these agreements. In part, that reflects issues of governance. So if you go to the border of the DRC with Rwanda, you find there's 17 agencies at the border, each trying to get some money of traders as they cross the border, and even worse, harassing them in some cases. Now, there should only be 4 agencies at the border.
Trade barriers affect consumers as well. For example, the South African supermarket chain, ShopRite, spends $20,000 a week on permits just to sell products in Zambia alone.
If a firm has to spend a lot of resources on paperwork, on getting the necessary permits and licenses, if their trucks spend a long time waiting at the border because of the processing of these documents takes such a long time, then that's passed on to the consumer in terms of higher prices. You know, this is an important issue, particularly with regard to food at the moment.
The World Bank recommends simplifying border procedures, using cross-border mobile banking to improve access to finance, and eliminating expensive import and export licensing procedures. It also calls for reforming regulations and immigration rules to allow a free flow of goods and services between countries. The bank says it currently invests more than $4 billion in regional trade integration in Africa. Much of that goes to improving infrastructure, such as transportation and energy projects. It says that investment will increase to $5.7 billion by July of this year. More of the funding is expected to be directed to regulatory issues. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.